Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, what a wonderful holiday show we have for you. We will be talking with the Poop Queen. Only on this show, I will tell you. I mean, what comes out the other end? Why does that matter? We will focus on cats. But yes, we will talk about pets and holidays. Some gift ideas and also holiday safety for your pets. And something that I don't want you to do, and I'll explain why, and that is impulsively go into a shopping center. And you can buy what you want at the shopping center. I don't care, except unless it's a pet store. Now, adopting an animal around the holidays, despite what you may think, I'm not opposed to. And I'll tell you why as well, but not from a pet store. If you don't know already, those dogs, those cats are not from sources that you want to buy from. And I will explain most of all. I am here to talk to you, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. It is toll-free, Dottie in California. I'm getting a bit daffy. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, we have a problem in our area with feral cats and people abandoning their animals. In fact, it's so bad that in the last year, we've had 4 pregnant cats dumped on our property because
Why?
We live out in the country.
Ah, okay.
And they're family pets, you know, that people that, you know, they get tired of them, and so they dump them.
Hmm.
And I guess they think that cats can just live off the land or something.
Yeah.
And what really hurts me a lot is not only is there's nothing that we can do with these cats. Because my sister and I live on disability, so we don't have the money to have them neutered and stuff. But the pound doesn't take them, the SPCA doesn't take them.
Well,
no,
there might
them.
Be, first of all, I don't have an answer. I share your frustration. I am appalled by what's going on in this country. You know, I don't get it. Every poll out there says that our pets are family members. And I mean, not most people in America, 90% plus of folks polled say, my pet is a member of the family. I don't know about you, but most people, you know, the kid...
Not the
is
way they torture them.
Yeah, the kid is 3 years old and colors with crayon on the wall or something. And typically we don't say, well, you're going to have to fend for yourself now, you little 3-year-old. I mean,
yeah.
We don't do this to members of the family, but yet... It seems as though, anecdotally, there are a record number of animals just being dumped. And that's with, I mean, it's got nothing to do with spay neuter. People are generally, increasingly spaying and neutering our cats and dogs. I don't, the economy must play a role in it to some degree. I don't know what's going on, but it's incredibly frustrating. It's worse in some parts of the country than others. Of course, if you live out in a farm area, and it's not only cats, it's dogs. In yeah. some cases, in some places, people are actually letting out dogs to just like, I'm tired of you, go.
Or and, they move and leave them tied yes, in the backyard.
Yes, and in foreclosed homes, you know, yeah. The frustrated families feel they have nowhere to turn. And in some cases, maybe they don't. Maybe that's part of the problem. We're not offering resources. I don't know all of the answers, but I understand. And I wish I did know. I wish I had a solution to this. Now, for you, okay, so people are dumping the cats on your property. What do you do? There may be an organization in your area that does come out. Lots of shelters, particularly all cat shelters, tend to have volunteers who come out and will trap the cats humanely, spay, neuter them, bring them back to the shelter mm-hmm. they're associated with. You don't have to do this. The volunteers, and they like it if you participate, but you can't. So call the shelter and explain that you physically can't help, but you want these what's best for these cats. They're also vaccinated for rabies. They're given a cursory physical examination. If for some reason you have some very ill cats, they're euthanized. Otherwise, they're brought back out, and they live out their lives as a colony, and they're really doing, hopefully, no harm. I mean, they may be catching some birds and that sort of thing, which isn't good. I mean, they're feeding off the land, and I feel badly. You know, I feel badly for those birds.
You know what's sad about an area, why a lot of hunters you will kill a feral cat, is because if you watch an area where they dump a cat, normally, there's other cats in the area, so they end up mating. And so then pretty soon you've got a colony going.
Sure, sure.
And within 2 years, you go back to that same area. There is not a bird in that area. There's not a small animal
I don't,
in that area.
I don't disagree. Well, to a degree.
I mean, little animals that they can catch and eat.
Well, to a degree. I mean,
and then 2 years later, you go back, and all those same cats that were there and healthy are now sick and dying.
No, that's not completely true. I mean, the mouse rodents populate just as quickly as the cats do, and while it keeps rodents under control, and you're not going to be overwhelmed with them where there are a colony of cats, they do survive as well, and they kind of create this balance. Now, for songbirds, it's another story, and they can decimate certain kinds of birds in some places under some circumstances when they're not supplemented with food. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Cats don't fly. So this thing's kind of been overdone. But I'm not saying mm-hmm. they don't kill songbirds. I am saying sometimes the point made of that is really overdone. Mm-hmm. So they can get them, and they can certainly get the little chicks sometimes. Mm-hmm. However, they don't fly, so birds do have that advantage, mm-hmm. and, you know. So I think that part is overdone. No matter, it would be nice if they were spay neutered, and if they were, then they couldn't repopulate, right? And eventually
right.
they
yeah.
would diminish. It's called trap neuter return. If you can find a shelter in your community that'll come out there, and there are many all over the country that do this. Another great resource for this is Alley Cat Allies. And on their website, they have a mm-hmm. listing of shelters in various parts of the country that do this. I think it's alleycat.org. Our telephone number again, 866-554-PETS. Call me if you have questions about your dog or your cat, your pet snake. Well, I could try, but it's dogs and cats I know most about. A little about snakes. Give it a try. 866-554-7387. Coming up next, why you should never, ever buy a dog or a cat from a pet store.
Last night, I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner!
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retailer near you.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So you're doing your holiday shopping, and I'm glad you are. And you're at a mall, and there's a pet store in the mall, and that pet store sells dogs and cats. Here is why you should never, ever, ever buy a dog or cat spontaneously or at all from any of these stores. It's because I know where those animals are sourced from, and it is no secret. Google this. You will find verification. Those dogs, those cats are not from responsible breeders. Therefore, where are they from? Can you say puppy mill? Yeah, or in the case of cats, there are such things as what ultimately are kitten mills. So what we do, and we've been doing this for decades and decades in America, is we help the puppy mills to survive. And we're still doing that online as well. The puppy mills have been very smart. They've gone online. They mask. They don't say I'm a puppy mill, of course. They say we're a rescue, or they say here is another doodle dog for sale. And you should be asking questions and not instantaneously buying online. Ask your veterinarian or veterinary technician for a recommendation for a responsible breeder. Or talk to people that have purchased that dog and or cat and understand what to look for in the contract. Now, a pet store, I want to go back to pet stores. A pet store will ask one question. Now, that responsible breeder is a whole lot of questions they're going to ask you, and they want to make sure it's the right fit. Their animal is the right fit for your family. A pet store will only ask, is it cash or charge? And then after the sale is made, you have no backup. And some states, there is a lemon law where if the animal has lots of medical problems, I don't think those lemon laws even address behavior problems, but lots of medical, as they should, but medical problems, then what do? Well, you've fallen in love with the animal. Are you going to give the animal back, and who knows what's going to happen to it? It's not a washing machine. You know, and I don't want to support puppy mills. So what has happened? A lot of people feel that way, and now well over 200 communities in America, some in Canada as well, like Toronto. In America, I don't know, the list is pretty long. I'm not going to name them all. 200, more than 200. But they include Chicago, Los Angeles, Albuquerque, El Paso, Fort Lauderdale. I'm trying to think of some of the others. I mean, that's really a very long list of cities that have said, and Las Vegas was one, that said no dogs or cats can be sold in our municipality at a pet store. Because we know where they're from. Well, Las Vegas just rescinded that law. They turned it around. They repealed it. Why? Well, they were under pressure from the American Kennel Club and the pet industry that, of course, are opposed to such restrictions. The American Kennel Club, I mean, I'd love for them to come on the show and explain themselves because they are supposed to support responsible breeders, not puppy mills. And the pet store industry, well, it's all about money. I mean, some of these chains that you find particularly in malls are big chains with big money, and they are pushing against these laws, and Las Vegas just caved. The city of Joliet in Illinois, not a big city, but big enough, and they were going to say, all right, we're going to do what nearby Chicago has done. We are not going to allow dogs or cats to be sold at pet stores. Instead, after, I think, a couple of years or near that of discussion, the city of Joliet said, no, we're just going to not allow puppy mills in our community. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, right now, by federal law, puppy mills are not allowed in any community, but they exist. So to say that is one thing, and to really enforce it is another. And beside that, does nothing about bringing in these dogs and cats from millers to pet stores. So for more information about this, the Puppy Mill Project has lots of it. So does my website. That's stevedale.tv. It is a conversation I know you have been long waiting for, especially around the holidays. What a better way to celebrate than to talk to the Queen of Poop next.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
She is this program and the world's queen of poop. That is what she studies, Gail Zarnecki Malden, senior research nutritionist at Purina. You know, people tend to scoop their cat's litter box. They're not paying attention necessarily to what they scoop. Now, if there's a dramatic difference in the consistency or even the amount, but we're not as observant as we could or should be, and if we were more observant, potentially, it can allow us to, in some cases, even head illness off at the pass. So should we be paying more attention to what's coming out the other end of our cats?
Oh, we definitely should pay more attention to what's coming out or not coming out. Because, like, as you mentioned, a lot of times with a cat, when they get a little bit stressed, they actually tend to get constipated as well. So if you go a few days and you haven't seen anything and you know your cat does use the litter box, that's something that you need to watch out for as well.
So what can you do about that? And you might not even be home, as you point out, and you're right. So if I'm traveling for a vacation, say, and I have the pet sitter come in to scoop, and the pet sitter says, There's nothing in there to scoop. Or maybe there's number one, but not number two. Then what do you do? What do you do when that happens, when the cat appears to be constipated?
Yeah, well, the first thing that I would do is make sure they're eating. Because it could be that they're constipated, but it could also be that they're not pooping because they haven't eaten if they're a bit stressed. But one of the things I like to do when you know they're going to get stressed, for example, maybe you're out of town or you're having visitors over and you notice your cat goes and hides under the bed all the time because he doesn't like visitors and he gets somewhat irregular because of that, is I like to give him a good probiotic, which mm-hmm. is beneficial bacteria that they consume, because that can help keep the beneficial levels of bacteria in the gut higher during those times of stress, which is going to help them.
Yeah, that would be Fortiflora, would be
right.
What we're, and it's the groundbreaking product that Purina created some number of years ago. Okay, so that's a great idea. What does mm-hmm. does water play a role in all this? Our cats in general don't drink enough as it is.
Right. Yeah, and their water consumption can affect it as well. You're right. So you want to make sure that they have access to good, clean water and that it's changed and that your pet, you know, for example, if you're out of town and you have a pet sitter, that they're changing the water and cleaning the bowl as often as you would when you're at home as well.
And what's really challenging with cats is most people don't have a cat. They have 2.3 cats, I believe the number is,
yeah.
right, on average. And it can be difficult to discern which cat is having the loose stool or which cat might not even be going. Because you have two litter boxes, say, and four cats.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be challenging. So should we try to the best of our ability, be aware of which is challenging, I understand, of which cat is going where?
Yeah, and most cats will have patterns, and you may find that one cat's using one litter box and the other's using a different one. But if you watch your cats, you can see when they leave the room to use the litter box and that type of thing. So you can keep a little bit of an eye on them that way as well. And I suppose if somebody is having a real problem, you know, if you notice some really loose stools in the litter box, what I would do is probably separate the cats to see which cat was having the issue.
Exactly. The thing that I talk about, I mean, people, it's great. They understand cats can think outside the litter box because of behavior issues. So I appreciate that, and veterinarians know that, of course. But it turns out the cats that do number two outside the litter box, yes, there may be a problem with the litter box or the cat litter or a relationship issue between the cats in the household or maybe even a cat and another pet, even a dog in the household, a behavior problem in short. But oftentimes, a cat misses the box solely for medical reasons, if we're talking
right.
number one or number two, but number two in particular. Do you mm-hmm. find that to be true as well?
Yeah, I've seen that as well, especially when they have diarrhea and it's looser. Sometimes there's a sense of urgency and they can't get to the box, or the way they're positioned in the box, if it's really loose, some of it might not quite land in the box and might land next to it as well.
And is at that point, are you calling your veterinarian saying, hey, there's something going on with my cat, or do you hope people do call their veterinarian?
I personally would be calling my veterinarian, yes.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, there are few people on this planet who know more about what comes out the other end of our pets than the queen of poop from Purina. Thank you very much, Gail Czarnecki-Malden.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And if anyone wants a copy of our wonderful fecal scoring chart, they can go to the Purina.com website.
Excellent. Thank you. That's Purina.com. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
BizTalk Radio. BizTalk Radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Nevada, Sue, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a 6-year-old pit bull. Boxer mix I rescued 4 years ago.
And good for you.
She travels with me everywhere.
Great.
Last summer, we got into a car accident. Both of us were okay.
Good.
But she's scared to death to ride in the car now.
Yeah, I understand.
I gave her some Benadryl, tried to calm her down, but she just is terrified.
Okay, so stop the Benadryl.
Yeah.
So what Benadryl does is it makes you sleepy. It also helps with allergies. But it doesn't make you any less scared. So
yeah.
if now you're scared and you're sleepy, that's not really helpful.
Yeah, well, so, I only gave it to her a couple of times.
Yeah,
and it isn't working, so I just didn't give it to her anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So then you're thinking, well, what do I do? So here's what you can do, and I'll try to go through it. A desensitization counter conditioning program, which is a fancy way of saying what I'm about to say. So you want to get your dog accustomed to the car, and there's some tools you could use along the way as well that I'll tell you about. The first thing you do is you bring your dog down to the car, and you don't do anything. Just bring your dog down to the car, up to the car, and then go back in the house and feed your dog. And the purpose of feeding your dog after all this is your dog will understand something good is happening after the fact. Then what you do is you bring your dog to the car, open the back seat of the car, and toss some treats in there or something. But you don't sit in the front seat. You don't want to go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Just toss some treats up there. And your dog, if they're good treats, will hopefully not be so afraid that your dog will jump in and gobble up the treats, let your dog jump out, and then a meal happens right after that. Or if you want, you can go for a walk because that's rewarding for dogs too.
Right.
You do that over and over and over until your dog is showing no hesitation whatsoever about going into the back seat to get those treats. Then what you do is you stuff something really good inside a Kong toy or another, it doesn't have to be that brand, but any toy that, you know, so it could be a hollow bone, a sterilized bone that you stuff treats inside, anything that'll take a couple minutes for your dog to work on. So your dog is in the back seat of the car. You have not started the engine. You're not even sitting in the front seat. Or maybe you go in the front seat and you read the newspaper for 20 seconds and then you leave the car. You do that over and over until your dog, this is a long process, but it really works.
Okay.
Then what I want you to do is actually sit in the front seat of the car while your dog's in the back seat, chomping on something, keeping busy, but paying no attention. You start the motor of the car, and then you turn it right off because you go nowhere except back in the house for your dog to get a meal. Got me so far?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Then what you do is you actually, assuming your dog is, like, happy to go, you could even give it a cue, let's go to the car. And assuming your dog has no problem whatsoever with that, happy to go back there, chomp on the toy in the back seat. Then what you do, and by the way, at this point in time, you want to add an Adaptil collar for your dog. I'll spell it. A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Adaptil.
Okay.
And what that is, it's a copy of a calming pheromone that'll help take off the edge. And at around this point in time, we add that collar. And now you're actually in the car, you've started the car, and you are going to, do you have a driveway?
No, I park on the street.
Okay, so you're going to pull out of your parking spot, hope no one is waiting for that parking spot, because you're going to pull right back into it.
Okay.
You're going nowhere. But you've started the car, and you've, I guess, gone 5 feet, and then you've pulled right back into the parking space, your dog goes out, and your dog gets a meal. Or your dog gets to go on a walk. And you do that over and over and over again until the dog shows no signs whatsoever of anxiety. Now, once you get to that point, now I want you to go around the block. And when you come home, your dog gets a meal. And then you go around 2 blocks. When you come home, the dog gets a meal. And you can still provide something all this time in the back seat for your dog to chew on, to chomp on. That's fine. And at that point, now I want you to go somewhere with the dog that's fun. Now, if your dog likes dog parks, that's fine. If your dog likes pet stores, that's fine. If you have a friend who has a dog and you sometimes visit them, that's fine. Doesn't matter where it is, just somewhere where your dog is going to like. And that becomes your destination, so your dog will understand, okay, we go in the car, we go somewhere, and then we end up somewhere fun.
Okay.
And somewhere that's, you know, like 3, 5, 10 minutes away, but not somewhere an hour away.
Right.
And you will get to that point. Once you've gotten to that point, you're kind of home free.
Okay.
But the idea is to take it slow.
Yeah.
If the dog shows anxiety along the way, you know you've gone too far too fast. Just back it up. The Adaptil collar will help. Now, if your dog is physically getting car sick, I need to add a little to this, but you didn't say anything about that.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, good. And,
no,
and some
shakes like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as I say, take it really, really slow, like I said, and your dog will be hopefully tolerant to the car ride and maybe even enjoying it.
Well, she acts excited about the car. She gets excited when I start getting ready to leave, like she used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps in the car and she's all ready to go.
Until
like
you go.
Once I start the car up and start moving, she lays down and starts shaking.
Right. So the beginning part will go fast.
Yeah.
Because your dog, unlike some other dogs that don't even want to go near the car, has no problem.
Really
So has no problem jumping in the car. You still take it kind of slow, but once you actually start the car is where you need to take it really slow. So you start the car, make sure your dog is okay back there. Your dog's busy chewing on something else. Your dog will see, I'm just starting the car, but I'm going nowhere. And then you get out of the car nonchalantly. Your dog gets a meal afterwards. And you might have to do this for weeks. But once you get beyond a certain point, you'll see that you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
We'll do it. Thank you so very much.
Let us know what happens, and happy traveling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. If you haven't already done so, I do hope you do like me on Facebook. Yes, like everyone else out there, I do have a Facebook fan page, and that is facebook.com/SteveDalePetWorld, where I talk on Facebook about all sorts of things, and sometimes the answer, the best answer, the right answer is just to be honest. Can you have too many dogs? Can you have too many cats for yourself to handle, no matter how big your heart happens to be? That's what we'll talk about next. And our email question of the week, where you can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail Taylor near you.
Catigo for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catigo. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catigo. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, I know you've been waiting for this. For a very long time, 1 year exactly, it is our holiday reading. Let me do that again. It's our dramatic holiday reading of A Pet's Night Before Christmas. That's next week. I've had so many requests for that, haven't I? How many requests? How many? No, you're holding up only one finger, and that's not the finger I was hoping for, actually. Next week, we'll also talk about introducing cats into a home. As at this time of year, especially, people go out and they get a new puppy or maybe a new kitten. We'll talk about that. As well as a great collaboration. That is the right word between the Wynn Feline Foundation and a not-for-profit that funds studies for cat health and PetSmart Charities, which, well, you probably know who they are. And they're working together in a very cool way to learn more about shelter cats in particular.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, we had four cats in our apartment, four. And then last year we added two more that a friend had to give up. Last month we took in another pair from a shelter because we could not resist. So let me do my math here. That's four and two and two. That's eight cats they have. Okay. Now the problem is our original four cats who had always gotten along fine are now fighting. In fact, most of the cats aren't getting along at all. We have litter box issues. Do you have any advice? You might have too many cats. I mean, really, I'm being honest, but let me back up several steps here. First of all, if you have eight cats, let me put it another way. If you have two cats, you need three litter boxes. One more litter box than the number of cats. If you have three cats, four litter boxes. So you have eight cats. Do you have nine litter boxes? That would be ideal. I understand not easy to do, and I understand may not be practical to do. After all, you say you live in an apartment. I don't know if this is a studio apartment or if it's a five-bedroom apartment. I have no idea. But dividing those litter boxes up so they're not all in the same room would be huge. But that's only part of the problem. I mean, you say the cats are not getting along. So let's provide more space for those cats. Now, the good news for you is cats can use space differently than most dogs and differently than people. They can and do use vertical space. So if you can create more vertical space for them, that would be helpful. Also, spread out the food. Don't leave out the food all the time for the cats. Find a way to feed them on some sort of schedule. I don't know how you do that with eight cats. And make sure they're not competing for those food items. Because if they feel they're competing for resources, they are even less likely to get along. And by the way, resources in the cat world include scratching posts and even toys. So make sure there are enough of those things. Also rotate the toys because they are more interesting that way. I want to circle back to enrichment. So I talked about vertical space. That is hugely important. So whether they are bookshelves, whether they are cat trees, whether they are, you could actually buy, and with eight cats, not a bad idea, ledges for cats that you can install. You know, they look like shelves, essentially, but they're for cats. You could put cat beds on them. You could put them or arrange them so at least some of them are in a sunny spot a part of the day. Of top of a radiator, if you have those, you say you're in an apartment, so that's a possibility. Anywhere where you can envision the cats using vertical space, the more of that, the better. At the end of the day, if none of these answers work, you may need some professional help to actually kind of discern what's going on hands-on, actually seeing what's happening in your house and trying to figure that out. Denise, you are wonderful. And if I didn't say, the question's from Denise in Massachusetts. I mean, listen, I mean, you took in, you had these four cats, then you had a friend who apparently a life-changing event occurred or some such thing, and you said, okay, no one is going to take these cats, I am. I mean, that's wonderful. Now you've got six. For some reason, you go to a shelter and fall in love with two more. I understand it. I really do. I'm in shelters all the time, and it's very difficult not to walk home, for me anyway, with additional cats or puppies or whatever. It's tough, but sometimes you just have to draw the line and say, this is all we can do. So in my opinion, based on what you've said, you're maybe past that line. I don't know, but at least you're at that line. Now figure out a way in which everyone can get along. Is it possible? Yes. Oh, one more thing I didn't mention, and that's a product called Feelaway Multicat. Now, Feelaway Multicat really does work, but you're putting the product up to a bit of a challenge here. So I still say you need to do all those things I said earlier to do. This is a copy of a pheromone that helps, essentially what it does is it helps cats that aren't getting along so well to get along better. But you still need to do the behavior modification I suggested. It's a diffuser. You could just plug it in. It's easy enough to do. And you could find them, I think, at PetSmart or very soon at PetSmart and other places online as well. It's called Feelaway Multicat. And there are some other things that you can do as far as lowering the anxiety of these cats, some other products, nutritional supplements, etc. But first, Do what I said, and then perhaps bring in someone else who can offer additional advice based on what that person sees. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Whoa,
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all of that. But during all of that, we want our pets, we need our pets to be safe. Here to talk about that is Dr. Natalie Marks. And I will start at, say, Christmas ornaments. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. Some may even be heirlooms, antiques, that have been in the family forever and ever. And then the dog says, oh, this is interesting to me. Or the cat tries to climb the Christmas tree. I want to talk about those ornaments first.
So whenever I'm counseling families about the holidays, especially when people have new pets in their home with a Christmas tree, I always encourage them to start with that tree, sort of in a inconspicuous place, if that's possible, into a corner or maybe a lesser-used area of a room so that it's not smack dab center for all the display, which makes cats and dogs very interested in it, and secure it safely either to the wall or into a stand so it's not easy to topple. Those ornaments that are placed, we want to start by placing them up pretty high so that they're not dangling and easy targets for cats and dogs to grab at, and make sure that they're secure. I try to also encourage people, even though I know it's fun for kids, to do popcorn strings and other edible-type ornaments. Those are really, really tempting to dogs and cats. So if those are made, they need to be placed somewhere else or put into safekeeping, because that is a very common way for a tree to topple over is for cats and dogs to be grabbing onto those popcorn strings and pulling.
And I tell people, just if they have a valuable ornament that's been in the family for decades, just to keep it behind glass somewhere, show it off, but not on the tree.
Exactly. I'm in a safe display, but yeah, exactly. Not where a cat and dog can get interested and pull or topple the tree.
Now, I am determined, it is my life's mission, that you do not have to work Christmas Day or your colleagues. So what do we do about tinsel or ribbon?
Well, with tinsel and ribbon, those are unfortunately big hazards for cats, especially because cats like to have anything that's string-like, like, again, ribbon or tinsel, and they can eat this, and it does get usually stuck either under the tongue or in the stomach or intestines. And every holiday, I tend to have emergencies where we're taking that surgically out of cats. It can make them very, very sick. It's, in fact, a life-threatening obstruction in some cases. So in those situations, again, if you're going to try to use these, we want to put them high up on the tree, give it a few days, make sure that your cat is not interested in this, and if so, it's fine to put that lightly on. But usually in cat households especially, I tell people tinsel and ribbon is sort of a no-no. That includes putting presents under the tree or putting presents out for Hanukkah. If you have a lot of ribbons or really pretty curly bows, those tend to be of interest too. So try to avoid those if you can, especially with young puppies and kittens.
What about ham or turkey? Is that a bad thing?
Certainly. There are certain instances where little pieces of sliced turkey in moderation can be okay. But in general, most of our holiday meals are cooked to be very, very palatable and yummy, and typically in oil or butter or something else that your dog or cat is not used to eating. So try to keep everything for the human holiday meals on the table, and try to keep your dog or cat's meals as routine as possible. But we try to not have your dog or cat eating anything from the table because, again, another common thing I see after the holidays is pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the digestive organ from eating something a little too fatty or something they're not used to eating. So, again, to make everything as safe as possible, keep your human meals on the human table and let your dog or cat eat something that they're used to eating, or maybe a little snack or a treat that they get on special occasions that's made for dogs or cats.
I know you're a supporter of using products to lower stress and anxiety for pets.
Absolutely.
That do have. Not all pets do, but some pets do get very anxious about all those people coming over all at once. And there are some pheromone products, Adaptyl for dogs, Feel-Away for cats, that can help with that too.
Absolutely, yes. The more that your routine changes during the holidays, the more fear, anxiety, and stress your dog or cat can have. So trying to keep things as routine as possible, there's Adaptyl and Feel-Away diffusers that you can plug into your house that diffuse this basically sort of like a hormone that dogs or cats they absorb through their the roof of their mouth, and it can naturally relax them and calm them down in a place of stress. So even your house where there used to being a lot of commotion and noises and new faces can create that. There's also Adaptyl collars that you can get and sprays that you can put around the litter box and their bed, especially for cats, to relax them. So there's some natural remedies as well. Again, talk to your veterinarian. There's lots of strategies so that everybody can have an enjoyable holiday season.
Well, after talking to you, I'm sure we will. To you, Dr. Natalie Marks, and your family, happy holidays.
See you as well, Steve.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing.
BizTalk Radio.